Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and it's great to have you with me here on this Monday. So thankful you've taken time to join us on this program. You know, there's homeland security, there's airport security, social security, financial security. Our world seems to have lots of institutions or lots of programs that are all about providing security. But you know, the reality is none of them provide that ultimate security that we all need, that ultimate foundation for our lives that we desperately need. And today on this Monday, we're starting a wonderful series with Derek Prince that is all about security. Where do you find security? You know, the reality is we live in a very insecure world. And it's not just terrorism and recent events, recent things that are in the news. It's the whole experience of humanity and not being able to provide for itself the security it needs. Well, the answer for that's very simple, and that is that we weren't made to find security in ourselves and in man and his institutions. Instead, we're made to find our security in God. Our hearts are restless and our lives are insecure until they find their rest and until we find our security in God. Well, now listen, if you're going to miss any of this that's coming up, you can log on to DerekPrince.org. You'll find not only this teaching, but lots of great stuff about Derek Prince Ministries and also other teachings that'll really fill your soul. I want to remind you of something I often say, and that is that you have to listen to a one-hour teaching seven times, psychologists tell us, before you even hear every word. So immerse yourself in these truths. They will set you free. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about where to find security.
In my talks this week, I'm going to deal with a question which is asked by people everywhere, irrespective of nationality or culture or social or economic status. The language they use to express the question may vary, but the question is the same for all people everywhere. Where to find security? I've said that this is a universal question asked by people everywhere, irrespective of the many differences between people. They are all concerned with finding security. In fact, a major part of all human activity is directed toward this end, to find security. One way to estimate the importance people attach to a thing is to consider how much they are willing to spend for it. In our contemporary culture, there are various agencies or industries or organizations in some way or other devoted to providing security, which together spend uncounted billions of dollars every year. Let me mention just a few of such agencies or organizations. First of all, we have insurance agencies that do a tremendous job, but their scope is limited. You can insure yourself against an accident, but there's no way to be sure that the accident won't happen. You can insure against fire or theft, but there's absolutely no way to be completely sure that no fire will break out and no theft will take place. So though insurance agencies do a tremendous job, their scope is limited. There are some things they can guarantee. There are other things outside their control. Then there are what are called security agencies, both public and private. The public are the police and so on. Then there are countless private security agencies, and their numbers are multiplying every year. With the advent of hijacking, a whole new industry has arisen of providing security in airports. And yet, in the very area where I'm speaking from at this very moment, there's the sad fact that crimes of violence are rapidly on the increase. That's no criticism of our police force. It's just an indication that there are limits to what security agencies can achieve. Then there's that which we call today social security, which has become a major element in the life of nearly all Western nations. They talk today about cradle-to-grave security. But we have to question whether that's completely a valid description. The idea is that for every kind of major need that will arise in the life of a normal person, there will be provided by the government out of taxes and so on a way to cushion that need to guard against it. If you get sick, your hospital and medical expenses will be paid. When you get too old to work, you'll get an income that will cover your needs. But of course, the fact is, unfortunately, that inflation is already deflating some of these claims of Social Security. Interestingly enough, there are various nations which have achieved a very high degree of efficiency in their Social Security system. Two of them are in Scandinavia, nations that I'm myself familiar with, Sweden and Denmark, which have a marvelous Social Security system. Unfortunately, it's matched by high taxes. But statistically, two of the nations with the highest suicide rate in the world have been Sweden and Denmark, which indicates that even Social Security doesn't provide total security. Here are people who theoretically have all their obvious physical and financial needs cared for, and yet these people somehow can't face life and opt for that other alternative, suicide, taking their own lives, which is no evidence of complete security. Then there's another kind of security element in the world, what we call security forces, armed forces, armies, navies, air forces, and so on. And every nation claims that it maintains its armed forces for its own security, which probably, in many cases, is a true statement. But you see, they don't provide security because, let's take just the example of the United States and Russia, the stronger the security forces of Russia, the greater the insecurity of the American people, and vice versa. The stronger the security forces of the United States, the greater the insecurity of the Russian people, because what's security for one nation is automatically insecurity for another nation. Now, no sense am I criticizing any of these attempts to provide security. In fact, many of them are very worthwhile and to be commended and to be supported. But at the same time, what I'm saying is none of them have achieved or can achieve either total or permanent security. There are areas in which they cannot provide security, and even in those areas in which they can provide security, the time scope is very limited. So I come to a conclusion which I think is very important as we turn this week to seek the answer to this question, where to find security. My conclusion is this, that in spite of all man's efforts and expenditures, there are many ways in which he is ultimately powerless to achieve real security. And I believe the only hope of achieving real security is to come to that conclusion, to face the facts, not to build on something that's unreal and doesn't do what's claimed for it. Later this week, I'm going to give you a familiar contrast from the scriptures, the parable of two men, each of whom built a house, the one upon rock, the other upon sand. I want to suggest to you that to look for total and permanent security merely to human efforts and achievements is to build your house on the sand. And there'll come some time in your experience when that house will be washed away by calamity. We came to the conclusion that there is no way that man, by his own unaided efforts, can achieve total or permanent security.
You know, Derek said that you can tell how much importance people attach to a thing by how much they're willing to spend for it. This is a good moment for you to consider. Where are you looking for security? By the things that you buy. Where are you looking for security in things that you spend your money on? Let's turn our hearts towards the true source of security and repent of our idolatry. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm glad you're continuing to be with us here on this Monday. We're listening to Derek Prince teach us about where to find security. And if there was ever a message that's relevant for our times, this is it. We are living at a time of a real loss of confidence in government, in the institutions of men, and in the intentions of men. Derek's telling us where to find real security. Let's listen.
Now I want to tell you that there is another source of security, completely different in nature and in what it offers. I want to tell you that this alternative source of security can provide both total and permanent security. The source that I'm speaking about is the wisdom of God. I'm going to read to you a somewhat lengthy passage from the first chapter of the book of Proverbs. I want you to listen carefully and to see the alternatives, the instability of human achievement, and the total security that God offers. Remember, as wisdom speaks, it's not human wisdom, but it's the wisdom of God speaking through the Scriptures. These are the words. Wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called, and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and troubles overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. That's the offer of wisdom. Notice the total security. Such a person will live in safety. Not merely be in safety, but be at ease. They won't even have fear. And they will be outside the scope of harm. However, in the previous words spoken by wisdom, it's clear that wisdom offers both advice and rebuke, and alas, the majority of mankind do not avail themselves of the advice and do not heed the rebuke. This is what wisdom says a little earlier in that chapter, verse 25 and 26. Since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. The alternative to accepting wisdom's advice and heeding wisdom's rebuke is very grim. It's ultimate calamity and disaster. In offering both advice and rebuke, wisdom shows us what is right and warns us against what is wrong. In particular, there is one special thing that wisdom reveals in the Scriptures, the wisdom of God, something that we really cannot fully understand apart from God's revelation. This is the distinction between two categories of things in the universe, things that are temporal and things that are eternal. Without coming to see this distinction and acting upon it, we can never achieve true enduring security. Listen to the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. There's the distinction made very clear. Two categories of things. First of all, those things which we can see, the world of the senses. And those are temporary. They are not enduring. Then there's the other world, the unseen world, the world of the eternal, the world of God and His being and His truth. And that is completely distinct from the temporal world. Now, Paul says we fix our eyes on what is not seen. That's a paradox. How can you look at what is not seen? The only way you can enter into that realm is through faith. By faith, we apprehend what we cannot see with our eyes, what we cannot perceive with any of our senses. And through the perception of this eternal, invisible realm, we begin to find true security. There's another passage in the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter, where the prophet brings out very vividly the distinction between the temporal and the eternal. And he shows us that through the temporal, God woos us to the eternal. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. Again, the temporal and the eternal. All human life is temporal. All of us are just like grass. We grow up, we wither, we die, we pass away. There is nothing permanent in all of that. And yet it's very beautiful. But through that beauty, God is attracting us. He's speaking to us about another realm where the beauty doesn't wither, where the flowers don't fade, which is not subject to corruption and change and instability and insecurity. It's the eternal realm that's revealed by the Word of God. So we have that contrast. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the Word of our God stands forever, and all people are grass. I pointed out, in order to achieve true security, you have to see the limits of any other kind of security. You have to see that no security that man achieves by his own efforts or his own wisdom can be permanent. It's all like man's own nature. It's grass. It grows up, it's vivid, it's green, it's beautiful with its flowers, but it's very impermanent. Just when it reaches its climax of beauty, it begins to wither. God has permitted that. He uses it as a demonstration to turn our hearts away from the impermanent to the permanent. From that which is temporary to that which endures. And that turns us to God, to His Word, and to the wisdom of God that speaks to us out of His Word and offers us a different kind of security, a security that is total and that is permanent.
You know, one of my favorite books of the Bible is Ecclesiastes, and my friends tease me because it's sort of a downer book, they say. But you know what? It clears our eyes and our hearts of all the expectation that men's ways and men's institutions and this life alone is going to satisfy us, and it points us to God. That's what wisdom does, and that's what Derek's been teaching us. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're with me here on this Monday. Listen, here's the good news, and it doesn't sound like it sometimes, but here's the good news. Nothing really stands but God. That's our foundation. That's what Derek's teaching us today, how to build on the foundation of God and how to rid our lives of the expectation that men's ways will ever fill our souls. Let's listen.
Every one of us has to make a choice about our lives. We have to decide, are we going to build on the temporary or are we going to build on the permanent? This is so vividly brought out in the familiar parable of Jesus about the two men, each of whom built a house. One built on sand, the temporary. The other built on rock, the permanent. The same choice faces every one of us. Let me read the words of Jesus in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash. Such a clear alternative. No way to compromise. No way to be halfway in between. We have to decide on what are we going to build our lives. Are we going to be satisfied with the temporary? Are we going to be restricted to the things that we ourselves can achieve by our own efforts? Are we going to look for security in that realm? If so, well, like the man who built his house on the sand without an adequate foundation, it will stand for a time. But when the tests and the calamities and the pressures come, it will collapse. And please note that Jesus is very realistic. He doesn't say if the tests will come. He says when the tests will come. Every life will be tested at some time or another by that kind of pressure. We cannot hope to escape the pressures. The only solution is to build on a foundation that will endure the pressures and not yield to them. And that's the foundation of the Word of God. It's the wisdom of God revealed in His Word. It's the Word of God that reveals a different realm, a realm that isn't grass, a realm that doesn't grow and then wither and fade and die, a realm that's as eternal as God's own nature, for it's a realm that's based on God's own Word, God's own Word expressing His eternal nature, containing His eternal counsel, showing us the way through the shifting sands of time to the rock that's eternal, to the rock on which we can all build with absolute confidence, knowing that it will stand all the pressures that life will bring against it. That's the way to true security.
The word of the Lord and the presence of the Lord and the security to be found in the Lord is always there for us. Well, listen, you've got to be with us tomorrow. This is going to continue great teaching for us, but that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's landmark work, Foundational Truths for Christian Living. Available for a limited time for only $14.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Foundational Truths for Christian Living securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.